This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Russian President Vladimir Putin gave his annual end-of-year press conference today. It went, I kid you not, for hours. But the real news came after it was almost all over. Putin said he is going to pardon one of his best-known political opponents, a one-time Russian oil tycoon named Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Khodorkovsky has been in jail for a decade or more on charges of fraud and tax evasion. Suspicions are that Putin is showing his softer side leading up to the Olympics in Sochi this coming February. The BBC's Rafael Sakov is in Moscow. Rafael, good to speak with you.
Hi, thank you.
Politics are obviously at the heart of what's going on today with Mr. Putin and Mr. Khodorkovsky. But back 10 years ago, when Khodorkovsky was arrested, he was an economic force in that country, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right. He was the owner of the oil giant company Yukos. And, of course, now he's considered by many to be Russia's longest-serving political prisoner. When Vladimir Putin was consolidating power in his first term as president, Khodorkovsky did not flee, like some oligarchs have done.
You mentioned the oligarchs, which were very big as the Russian economy was changing, and these men were getting very, very rich with the government's permission, I suppose. Are they still around, these oligarchs?
Yes, of course. Most of them are really close to the Russian government, and they have different occasions. They work with government, they finance Olympics. They are one of the sponsors, and they have built venues for Olympics. So, of course, they are around, and only Khodorkovsky is missing.
What is left of Yukos, his oil company?
No, nothing has been left, so Khodorkovsky has nothing to come out with jail to have something.
Because you were there, what was the scene like at this marathon press conference that President Putin had today? It went hours and hours and hours, and then at the end he delivers this news about Khodorkovsky, right?
Yes, you see, and he even did not deliver. The press conference has been finished, and when he was already leaving the room, some journalists just got around him, asked the question about Khodorkovsky, and then Putin answered what he answered. He said that he's already been in detention for more than 10 years and that it is a serious punishment and that his mother is ill now. That's why he's asking for pardon. And now his lawyers and his representatives say that they were unaware of any such request. So that's still mysterious, and it was really a big surprise for everybody.
Is there a chance, do you suppose, that Khodorkovsky becomes some kind of rallying point for dissidents and maybe even for other oligarchs who want to see political change there and use economic means to get there?
I can't say about other oligarchs because that's really difficult to predict. But as for Khodorkovsky, everybody thinks, and lots of people here in Russia think that Khodorkovsky will stay on political stage. People here really wait for Khodorkovsky to just see whether there can be any competition, maybe for the Russian throne.
Interesting, you use the word throne.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. This is the Russian throne.
Rafael Sakov at the BBC Russian service in Moscow. Thank you so much, Rafael.
Thank you very much. Bye. Good luck.